Yaku. Hello and welcome to the radio. Today with me I have Neville and
Benny,
the dude with the military jacket, and Takali. So Neville, how did you feel about the villagers kind of playing a prank on you, trying to make you write something about them in the book?
Well, I don't take it nicely because they sort of just wanted to take advantage of my job and my particular skills. But again, I wasn't cool with them either, so I think it makes pretty good up. I did something bad, they did something bad.
But can you really blame them when they live in a very, very poor area and they can't really produce any food?
Yeah, I didn't saw it with those eyes on them. I was more like, hey, this is a beautiful place, and very selfish of me, I agree, that I didn't want the tourists to spoil and destroy the beautiful culture.
How do you feel about that, Takali?
Well, I just wanted to do what was best for my city and my people. And I hoped that Neville would write something about us, because it would provide our village with lots of wealth. We could start tiny... tiny shops and businesses.
Well, yeah, I can see that, but the man with the military jacket, why would you cheat him if you knew that that the city was there? I think he would have spotted it on his own, since he is out there making a guidebook. So why did you feel the need to trick him into coming to your city?
Well, we needed the anbefaling,
the review, the recommendation,
for the city to get a lot of tourists, and I think we needed to trick him to get him to write about our city.
Well, would you need to trick a person to come to your city if your city was any good?
Do I?
Well, Neville, did you in the end actually write anything about the city, Drukbad?
I can talk about that before the book is printed out and yourself can see, so no spoiler alerts. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for having everybody in the studio, and have a great
fucking time.
Thursday and afternoon.
420 Blazing Faggot.
Thank you.